So she came to her husband. Look at what the husband said. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel. Whose house? Thy mother's father. He sent him to his mother's place. Never underestimate the influence of a mother. You want to marry. Look at that woman very well. Is this the person you want to influence your children? These are the things that I studied up into this morning. Yesterday, as the Lord was doing the day, he was sharing a lot of things with me about mother and father. I was like, boy, this is great insight. Great insight. It began to remind me. He said, look at you. Who made you love education? I said, my mother. Why did you marry as a virgin? My mother taught me sex education. Aleph Mem. Water cleanses. Water purifies. If you look at the Hebrew word emet, which means truth, E-M-E-T, it's made of two words, em and et. And you will notice, if you look at the letters, that mem is in the middle. A mother is a mediator. A mother is an intercessor. See, you've got to know that as a mother, one of your ministries is intercession. I got restored to Christ after my mother cried out to God. The same week I was restored to Christ. So when you want to marry, you don't just jump up and look at face and shape and boy, see her lips. When she the young guy, my body the shakesy woman. She can be a lying woman. So I need you up. Remember the words. Aleph. And Mem. The word Mem has a numerical value of 40. And that's amazing. The mikvah, which is the Hebrew ritual of immersion, must contain at least 40 sahs of water, about 200 gallons, to be a mikvah. Now, they do that for cleansing. They dip into water to cleanse themselves. So, what's God telling us from this? And a mikvah is a type of baptism. And when you're baptized, you notice that baptism is death and what? Resurrection. So, a mother can help kill some bad things in you and release good things in you. See, a mother, there's something about what a mother sees. See, the woman who prays is the woman that sees. Never underestimate the influence of a mother. You look at the woman and say, is this who will be the mother? My children. We'll look at the other men another day, but today is Mother's Day. So boy, getting married and the home is all messed up because they're not doing it God's way. Because for the woman, God says the husband is first before the house. For the man, he says the woman is first before those that came from a woman. No, some men, if they have a first boy, that boy is more valuable than his mother. He raised the boy to talk to the mother anyhow. See, is the man of the house, is the man. Tell him, everything in this house belongs to you. You know, you're my first son. So the mother says, No. I'm not agree. And the mother is like, see, the boy is only 16 years old. It's where the father raised him. So the home has tension. The yoking is not properly done. Are we learning something today? So important. 40 is the number for a generation. When God was talking to Abraham about his wife in Genesis 17, 15, and 16, he said, and concerning Sarai, he said, Sarah shall her name be. And he said, I will give thee a son of her. I will bless her. Then he says, and she shall be a mother of nations. It says, kings of peoples shall come out of her. Generation. So when you're looking at a mother, you're looking at a generation. Because this woman is going to bring forth children and influence them. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and what? Thank you. So important. So important. We need to understand, what does God want us to do? To take my yoke upon you. Do it my way. Do it my way. You're getting married, must be a believer. God must be first. They must be under God's yoke, under God's authority. And you must understand that in marriage, this comes first after God. This comes first after God. For the woman, the man before the house. For the man, the woman before the children. Think about it. Now I understand why the Bible says two are better than one. You say, how do you mean, Pastor? Oh. Let me explain. When you have two oxen pulling the yoke, the plow, they work faster than one. So if the man and the wife will learn how to cooperate, they will achieve more than they can achieve alone. Because two are always better than one. Don't plan for a one-sided marriage. You know, some people plan and say, I'll do all the praying, I'll do all the, and let my wife just, Every nation is as pure as its women. It's the mother. The Bible says, my son, forget not the instruction of your father, nor forsake the law, the Torah. Now, he says the father gives instruction. The mother gives laws. He uses the same word the Bible uses for the law of God. You can see how much influence that woman has on that child, that little child. You see, we think that discipline is only for the man. No, it's mother and father. And it's something about the influence of a mother. You can count men of God after men of God. Do you hear them say, my mother, my mother? And you wonder, where was the father? The Lord was sharing something with me. And it was early hours of this morning about the Shunammite woman. When the son was sick, the father said, carry him to his mother. The man continued to walk. The son died. The woman saddled her ass and went to look for the man of God and brought him home. That's how her child was healed. Raised back to life. Because of the father. Where was the father? He was not there. He went to work. He was in the farm. He said, carry me. There's a love harvest today. Carry this son. When a child is in hospital, Who sleeps there? Talk to me. Sacrificial ox for those of our womb. You talk to a man and say, I'm working so there can be money in the house. Because it's the Aleph Beth. See, are you understanding the thinking now? You're like, why, where was the man? Saying, go walk. The child is sick in the hospital. The woman is there. Oh God, put the sickness on me. You hardly hear the man say, put the sickness on me. Have you heard it? There's more work to be done for the house. See, these are differences between males and females. And when we understand it, there's peace. Okay, this is the way they are. But they must both remember that when it comes to the marriage, my husband comes first. And from the man's side, my wife comes first. If we break that order, there's going to be pain. Every time you break order or distort order, there's always pain. Every time. Pain is an indication that something is not in order. Okay, God made my hand to move this way, right? Try to move your hand backward. It's out of order. Your hand doesn't move that way. It goes like this. You say, it's easy, but turn it backward. Or your knee falls backward. The pain it will produce. Or try to walk with your head. Say, I'm an acrobat, so from now on when I'm going to walk, I go like that. Oh, not only would they think that you're a witch, because this is Africa, or a wizard, but you know the pain you go through. How would you drive your car? It's out of order. So let us go back to God's order. The man leads the house. You lead them spiritually. You lead the house. So how can you enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? Unless, first of all, what you do? You bind the strong man. Who's a strong man? The man. Because every home is as strong as the male figure of the house. As pure as the woman of the house, as strong as the male figure of the house. So if the enemy can bind you, your spiritual life is in trouble, I'm sorry for your children. So we both have work to do. The man is a strong man, but the strong man say, man, hey, mona, follow mama go church. The man sits home. He's watching TV. I'm sorry for the children. He's not leading that home. The strong man is bound. The children are vulnerable to vultures and hawks. The father took us to church. He led the home. He led the home spiritually. So you must realize that you cannot just sit down and say, if God wants my children to serve him, No. We've got to do it God's way. The Bible says, if you don't know how to take care of your own house, how can you do what? Take care of the church of God. In other words, God will not trust you with leadership over his people. If you as a man, your home is in disorder. Notice it's the house. Because you are the leader of the house. So the children have to be in order, serving God. See, that's why I press into the things of God. Because I know that if I press into the things of God, not religious activity, the things of God, my relationship with God, it will have even impact my children. You hear them say some things that are so big, you're like, this child would not have known this except God showed it to him. Sometimes maybe one of them falls, the other one goes, let me pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, and they just pray. They're learning it. It's a strong man. But you as a woman don't say, I'm going to marry a strong man. Don't forget Aleph Mem. To be as pure as you are. And that's why God told the children of Israel, he said, don't marry the daughters of the land. He said, they will steal your heart away from me. That's what happened to Solomon. His heart was stolen away because every man is listening to a woman. Whether it's Jesus, every man. So the woman you marry, if she does not have spiritual values, I'm sorry for you. So sorry for you. Because you have many spiritual prayer points. Just do it God's way. Equal yoke. Equal yoke. Aleph Beth. Aleph Mem. Think about the church. Think about the church. How your prayer as a woman can influence that child's destiny. Think about it. Thank God we had the leader who provided for the house, led us spiritually. Thank God we also had our Aleph Mem, the woman who sacrificed herself for our household. My mother was always available to us. Gave me my handwriting. Oh, your handwriting is very fine. It's my mother. Our pastor, God, you're so intelligent. It's a gift. Yes, it is a gift. But you sat down to read. No matter how intelligent you are, if you don't read, you'll be telling nonsense. You must read. My mother put the value of education in me. Aleph Mem. So as we close today, what are you going to give to those children, mother? I told you, I said Proverbs 31 was written by Solomon. Lemuel means given to God, someone belonging to God. And he wrote it about who? His mother. Who's his mother? Bathsheba. We'll look at it in another service, Proverbs 31, where you see how the Bible says she wakes up early. She sleeps late. That's my mother for you. Early. There's something about a mother. She put in me. Why I should work hard? So those who wait for free money are thieves. You work hard. You will make it. She spoke into the greatness in me. That's why I don't like free things. Because when you work, it gives you self-fulfillment. It adds value to your self-esteem. All this, I love the way you walk in, will not cut it. Because a woman will not just be walking in front of you every day, just walking morning after. That's not the thing. I don't know why you heard the story of a man that married an opera singer. And when they got home after the marriage, she removed her wig. She was skin-headed. She removed her one fake eye. The man shouted, sing, woman, sing, sing. Just be singing because there's nothing here.